Stateside, the stereotypical Independence Day celebration includes a concert. Last year, commentator Daniel Ferry and his wife went to one in Houston, and Daniel says it forever changed his outlook on the relationship between classical music and pyrotechnics.
Muriel put the phone on her shoulder and said that my sister-in-law Jenny was inviting us down to Houston for the 4th of July. Jenny plays for the symphony there. I said, "You want me to go to Houston? Hot, sticky, steam bath Houston in July? You'll get to shoot the cannon." "What cannon?" "For the 4th of July concert. Jenny arranged it. The da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, boom, the 1812 overture cannons." "Yep." "I spent the rest of the week practicing my da-da-da-da-da-da-da's and my booms. Once we got to Houston, Jenny took me to the side and warned me that they might not be really authentic cannons. I just nodded and kept practicing my da-da-da-da-da-da-da's. On the night of the concert, we cannoneers were issued tri-cornered hats, fake bandoliers and sashes. We looked pretty silly, but then they gave us torches. To fire the cannons with? Well, you aren't really firing the cannons. There's an explosive charge inside each cannon's barrel. It's wired up to an electronic controller, and that does the firing." "Well, then what are the torches for?" "To pretend you're firing the cannons." "Oh." And as Jenny had warned, the cannons were not really authentic. They were cardboard carpet tubes painted black and mounted on plywood cutout wheels. Well, at least our torches were real, and I figured, hey, if life gives you fake cannons, then make a fake cannonade. So as the 1812 overture began, my cannoneering partner Ed and I stood tall. We struck patriotic poses and fought over who got to hold the torch. You could feel the crowd tense as the music's final movement swelled to a peak, poised on the edge and then tipped down, 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 dun, 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 da 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 da. We dipped our torch down to fake fire our fake cannon, then lifted it high as our fake cannons fake fired, and the crowd went wild. Finally, the music waned, our torch flickered out, and I gave it back to Ed. But that was last year. This year, I went looking for a better gig. First, I called the Chicago Symphony. I figured they'd use real cannons, but they're doing Gershwin at Ravinia on the 4th. So I called the Grant Park Symphony, who does the Lakefront Fireworks Concert, but they don't even use fake cannons. They shoot blank fireworks in time to the music. Finally, I got hold of the Boston Symphony, and let me tell you, those guys are the real thing. They shoot off howitzers. The Massachusetts National Guard brings them in. But when I asked about a temporary commission in their cannon detail, the reply was polite but firm. So, as we say in Chicago, make no small plans and just wait for next year. Hey, Mayor Daley, are you listening? As a matter of civic pride, we've got to get us some cannons for next year's 4th of July. If Boston can get real artillery, so can Chicago. And we also need some homegrown experienced 1812 overture artillerists like me. Mr. Mayor, picture July 4th, 2004. You stand there on the high ground overlooking the lakefront. Behind you, the artillery and Buckingham Fountain are glistening in the moonlight. You raise your hand and give me the command to fire. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Boom!
Daniel Ferry comes to us by way of Chicago Public Radio.